When I was preaching in Germany, Austria and so on, 9 years before,
približno pred 9 leti, ko sem tako pridigal v Nemčiji, Avstriji in v teh deželah,
once Father Rufus told me,
mi je nekoč rekel oče Rufus Pereira,
Father, there's a small country called Slovenia, which is full of charismatics.
Veš kaj, James, tam je ena mala dežela Slovenija, ki je polna karizmatikov.
From that moment I was praying that I may get chance to come here.
In od tistega trenutka dalje sem molil, da bi kdaj imel priložnost priti tudi v Slovenijo.
It is Father Marian who made it possible for me to come for the first time in this country.
Marian Šef je bil prvi, ki mi je to omogočil in povabil v Slovenijo.
I thank God for him.
In Bogu se zanj zahvaljujem.
One thing you should know, now you are rushing to me or to other priests for healing prayer, it was not our culture before the charismatic renewal came in the church.
Mislim, da bi morali eno stvar vedeti,
See, now you are coming to me for healing prayer.
Se pravi, k meni prihajate, na primer, za molitev za ozdravljenje.
Or to other priests and people for healing prayer.
Ali pa k drugim duhovnikom, da bi molili za ozdravljenje.
This was not in our Catholic culture before the renewal came in the church.
Veste, to se v naši katoliški kulturi, v katoliški cerkvi sploh ni dogajalo, preden je bila prenova. Prenova
so, the charisma renewal, we rediscover the charism of healing.
S karizmatično prenovo smo ponovno odkrili karizmo ozdravljenja.
Thank God for a renewal.
In zato se Bogu zahvaljujemo za prenovo.
Aleluja. I'm sure you remember my testimony.
Gotovo se spominjate moje osebne zgodbe, pričevanja.
When I was in the hospital with my kidney diseases.
Kako sem bil v bolnici in kako sem bil obolel zaradi
ljudi. A young man came and prayed over me.
In ko je prišel k meni mladenič in je molil za me.
When he came and said, Father James, shall I pray for your healing? I thought he must be a Pentecost.
Seveda, ko je prišel k meni in rekel, oče James, ali lahko molim za vas za ozdravljenje, a ne? Takrat sem jaz mislil, gotovo je iz binkošne cerkve.
Those times the Catholic priests or Catholic bishops were not praying for healing.
Kajti v tistem času katoliški duhovniki škofje še niso molili za ozdravljenje.
That's why I thought he must be a Pentecostal boy.
Zato sem si mislil, ta mladenič je gotovo iz te binkošne cerkve.
But he was not, he was a Catholic.
Ampak ne, bil je katoličan.
That's why I tell you, we have to thank God for this renewal.
Zato se moramo Bogu zahvaliti za prenovo.
And try to encourage this renewal and grow in this renewal.
Zato vas spodbujam, da se udeležite, da se vključite in da to raste.
Like going to the prayer groups and strengthening the prayer groups.
Da se vključite v molitvene skupine, da se v molitvenih skupinah ukrepi vaša vera.
So we may benefit and receive many blessings through this charism.
Zato, da bi na nek način prejeli, bi se reklo, blagoslov in vse dobro skozi karizme, ki so nam na voljo.
So because we are going to have a healing service after the mass,
po maši bomo imeli molitev za ozdravljenje.
I speak a few words about it.
Bom nekaj o tem povedal.
I already told you how to approach God.
Gotovo sem vam že povedal, kako se približati Bogu.
In holiness, we have to touch Jesus.
S svetostjo se lahko Jezusa dotaknemo.
You know the story of the woman with the blood issue.
Spominjate se zgodbe o ženi, ki je imela krvotok, ki je krvavela.
She was suffering from bleeding for 12
years. In 12 let je ta žena že krvavela.
And she heard about Jesus.
Slišala je o Jezusu.
So hearing of the word of God is necessary to come to healing.
Zato, če želimo ozdravljenje, moramo najprej slišati Božjo besedo.
That's why we have this kind of conventions or seminars and retreats.
Zato imamo te vrste seminar, te vrste duhovne obnove.
By hearing God's word, our faith increases.
Kajti, ko slišimo Božjo besedo, naša vera raste.
Ignorance of the word of God is the ignorance of Christ.
Neznanje Božje besede je nepoznavanje Kristusa.
So, my dear brothers and sisters, read your Bible.
Zato, dragi brati in sestre, berite svoje sveto pismo.
Wherever you get a chance to hear about Bible talk, you must go.
In kadarkoli imate priložnost slišati nekaj o Božji besedi, morate iti.
And the lady heard about Jesus.
In ta žena iz svetega pisma je slišala o Jezusu.
Then she decided to touch Jesus.
In se je odločila, da se bo Jezusa dotaknila.
Yeah, we must open our heart with the faith to touch Jesus.
Ja, odpreti moramo z vero, odpreti naša srca, da se Jezusa dotaknemo.
And because of the big crowd, she was unable to touch Jesus.
In ta žena se zaradi velike množice Jezusa ni mogla dotakniti.
Then she thought, it's enough to touch his cloth.
In potem si je mislila, vse dosti, da se dotaknem njegove obleke.
She was clever lady.
Bila je zelo brihtna žena.
Yeah, always ladies are clever, no?
Ja, seveda, žene so ponavadi bolj brihtne.
Yeah. She thought it's touching Jesus or touching his cloth is equal.
Seveda, ona je pač verjela, ne? Če se dotaknem Jezusa, se dotaknem Boga. To je isto.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Such a strong faith she had.
Kako močno vero je imela ta žena.
We Catholics know, sometimes we get healing by touching relics.
Recimo, katoličani vemo, včasih se ozdravljenje zgodi tudi, če se dotaknemo nekih relikvij.
It is a faith that heals.
To je vera, ki ozdravlja.
So such a strong faith that lady had.
Torej, tako močno vero je imela ta žena.
She made that faith into a prayer. If only I touch, I'll heal. If only I touch the cock, I'll be healed.
In poglejte, to vero je žena spremenila v molitev. Rekla si je, če se samo dotaknem njegove obleke, bom ozdravila.
And she came and touched Jesus.
In prišla je in se dejansko dotaknila te obleke.
Immediately she felt healing.
In v trenutku je začutila ozdravljenje.
Bible doesn't say she was healed, she felt healing.
Sveto pismo ne pravi, da je bila ozdravljena. Sveto pismo pravi, da je začutila ozdravljenje.
Yeah, every healing begins with a feeling.
Poglejte, vsako ozdravljenje se prične z občutkom.
God heals with the feelings we have to receive the healing.
Bog zdravi, mi pa z našimi občutki, čutili sprejemamo ozdravljenje.
And sickness begins with the feeling, goes with the feeling.
Bolezen se torej prične z občutkom, z čutenjem in potem tudi z njim odide.
Yeah, when you are sick, we say, I feel headache, I feel stomach pain.
Seveda, ko smo bolni, ponavadi rečemo, ja, čutim, kako me glava boli, kako me trebuh boli.
Then we go to the doctor.
Potem gremo k zdravniku.
After diagnosis, doctor gives the medicine.
In seveda, ko zdravnik ugotovi, zakaj gre, da zdravilo.
And after some time, the doctor asks, how do you feel?
In po nekaj gremo na pregled in doktor vpraša, kako se počutiš.
And if you are healed, you say, I feel okay.
In če si ozdravljen, se rečeš, počutim se dobro.
If not, you say, no, I don't feel okay.
Če pa nisi ozdravljen, rečeš, joj, ne počutim se še v redu.
So feelings are important.
Torej, občutki so pomembna reč.
And not only in taking medicine, when we pray also, we should feel Jesus touching.
Ne le takrat, ko jemljemo zdravila, tudi takrat, ko molimo, moramo čutiti, kako se nas Jezus dotakne.
But if you are in hardness of heart like Pharaoh,
ampak če imamo zakrpnjeno trdo srce, tako kot faraon,
we will not be able to feel.
Potem ne moremo čutiti.
Hardness of heart comes to sin.
Zakrpnjenost ali trdota srca pride zaradi greha.
Yeah, keeping ourselves long time in mortal sin can harden the heart.
Poglejte, če v dolgo v sebi nosimo smrtni greh, to otrdi in bi se reklo zakrpne naše srce.
Also keeping unforgiveness the heart. It's a hardening of the heart.
Tudi neodpuščanje, če dolgo ne moremo odpustiti, nosimo v sebi, potem tudi to zatrdi naše srce.
In such case, even the grace comes to us, we will not feel it.
Če tudi v takem primeru na nas spade obilje Božje milosti, mi tega ne čutimo.
That's one of the reasons I say in this kind of seminars, when you assemble for healing, you need to make a good confession and reconcile among yourselves.
Zato pravim na takem seminarju, kako pomembno je, da se zares spravimo drug z drugim, da gremo k dobri spovedi in to res izvršimo.
Book of Sirach, chapter 28:3, very clearly says about healing.
Sirahovi knjigi 23. poglavje zelo jasno govori o ozdravljenju.
By keeping anger in your heart, your neighbor, don't expect healing from God.
Če boš zadržal ali pa ohranil sovraštvo v srcu zoper kogarkoli, ne pričakuj, da te bo Bog ozdravil.
Also Jesus said, when you pray, forgive.
Tudi Jezus sam pravi, kadar molite, odpustite.
Mark 11:25.
Marko 11:25.
In order that our prayer may be answered, we have to forgive and reconcile.
Če želimo torej, da bodo naše molitve uslišane, moramo odpustiti in se spraviti.
So, as we are in the Holy Mass, and as we are preparing for inner healing or physical healing,
ko smo torej pri tej sveti maši in se pripravljamo za ozdravljenje, molitev za ozdravljenje ali notranje ozdravljenje,
make sure your heart is free from unforgiveness.
Poskušajmo pregledati svoje srce in ugotoviti ali pa nekje biti gotovi, da so naša srca osvobojena, da ni v nas neodpuščanja. Le takrat lahko pričakujemo, da se nas Bog dotakne. Drugače, tudi če se nas Bog dotakne, ne moremo tega izkusiti in občutiti. In vemo, kaj se je zgodilo. Jezus je pogledal na okoli in je rekel, kdo se me je dotaknil.
On you, then what a question, who touched him?
Apostoli so rekli, ja, kdo pa se te le dotaknil? Se vidiš, kako se vsi pritiskajo tebe, a ne?
And Jesus said, someone touched me, because power went out of me.
Jezus pa rekel, nekdo se me je dotaknil, kajti moč je šla iz mene.
So many were rushing on Jesus, power did not go to them.
Mnogi so se Jezusa dotikali, se ga gnetli okoli njega, bi se reklo, ampak moč ni šla iz njega.
Only when this woman touched, not Jesus, but the clock of Jesus, power went out.
Samo ko se je pa ta žena dotaknila ne Jezusa, ampak roba njegove obleke, je šla iz njega njegova moč.
Why? She was the only one who came with the faith.
Zakaj? Zato, ker je bila to edina žena tam okoli, ki se je prišla k njemu s svojo vero.
Others, Pharisees or Sadducees who wanted to question and test Jesus.
Drugi, farizeji, saduceji in tisti, ki so se gnetli okoli Jezusa, so se ga samo tako dotikali, brez vere.
This simple woman with a 12 years of sickness, with all humility, wanted a touch of the Lord.
Ta preprosta žena, ki je do 12 let trpela zaradi krvotoka, pa se je šla v svoji preprosti veri dotakniti Jezusove obleke.
She touched with faith.
Dotaknila se ga je z vero.
Power from the Lord went to her.
In moč je od zgore, od Gospoda prišla na njo.
So faith is the key by which we open the treasury of God's blessings.
Poglejte, vera je ključ, s katero odpiramo zakladnice Božjega blagoslova.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And immediately she gave the testimony of her healing.
In v trenutku je ta žena pričevala o svojem ozdravljenju.
She said for 12 years she was suffering from bleeding, spent all her money on doctors.
Povedala je, kako je 12 let trpela zaradi krvotoka in kako je ves svoj denar potrošila za zdravnike.
Then looking at her, Jesus said, daughter, your faith has healed, go in peace.
In potem je Jezus rekel, hči, tvoja vera te je ozdravila, pojdi v miru.
In this context we'll see two types of faith.
Poglejte, lahko vidimo v tem primeru dve vrsti vere.
Number one, an expectant faith. If I touch, I'll be healed. If I touch, I'll be healed.
Prvič, govorimo o pričakujoči veri, veri pričakovanja. Z drugimi besedami, če se ga bom dotaknila, bom ozdravila.
And second is receiving the blessing and proclaiming it.
Druga pa je sprejeti blagoslov in takoj pričevati o tem blagoslovu.
It is when she gave the testimony, when she proclaimed, Jesus said, daughter, your faith has healed, go in peace.
Poglejte, šele takrat, ko je ta žena na nek način pričevala o svojem izkustvu, o svojem doživetju, takrat je Jezus rekel, hči, pojdi, tvoja vera te je ozdravila.
Praš, when she gave the testimony, she did not experience or saw the bleeding stop.
Poglejte, takrat, ko je žena povedala, zakaj se je Jezusa dotaknila, ne, takrat še ni nič vedela, ali se je to krvavitev res ustavila ali ne.
She was giving the testimony immediately. She had no time to go even for a shower.
Torej, ni imela časa, da bi šla in se stuširala, da bi to videla, kaj se je zgodilo.
But she believed in the heart.
Ampak je v trenutku pričevala in v srcu verovala.
She saw the bleeding stopped with the eye of faith.
Oziroma, lahko rečemo, da je videla, kako se je krvavitev ustavila z očmi vere.
And proclaimed it.
In takrat je potem pričevala.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we must understand that these two aspects of faith.
Torej, vedeti moramo in razločiti ti dve vrsti vere.
And in this book, we should not doubt.
In ne smemo dvomiti.
In the expectant faith, we must have 100% surety. My Jesus will heal me.
Vera pričakovanja, oziroma ta pričakujoča vera mora biti v nas v tem smislu, da rečemo, ja, moj Gospod me bo ozdravil.
Not only with regard to healing, whenever we come to God for any blessing, have no doubts.
Pa ne le v smislu, oziroma takrat, kadar prosimo za ozdravljenje. Za kakršenkoli drugi blagoslov prosimo, moramo imeti to pričakujočo vero.
That's why St. James says, always pray with the faith, not with the doubt.
Zato pravi sveti Jakob, vedno molite z vero in nikar ne dvomite.
One who prays with the doubt cannot expect blessing from God.
Kajti kdor dvomi, naj ne pričakuje blagoslova od Gospoda.
St. James chapter 1 verse 6.
Jakob prvo poglavje 6. vrstica.
So when we pray for any blessing, pray without doubt.
Kadar torej molimo za kakršen blagoslov, kakršenkoli blagoslov, molimo brez dvoma.
And after prayer, believe that you received and thank God.
In po molitvi, ko smo molitev končali, verujemo, da nam je Bog to dal in se Bogu za to zahvalimo.
We know there are many blessings the Lord is giving which we cannot understand with our head or see with our eyes.
Poglejte, veliko je blagoslov, ki nam jih Bog podarja in daje in jih ne moremo videti v, se pravi, z našimi telesnimi očmi ali pa razumeti s pametjo.
Many of God's blessings are invisible.
Mnogi Božji blagoslovi so nevidni.
And we have to receive them with faith in our heart.
Zato jih moramo sprejeti z vero v srcu.
And when we receive them with faith, it will become visible in our lives.
Poglejte, kadar torej sprejemamo blagoslove z vero, takrat se ti blagoslovi dejansko postanejo vidni v našem življenju.
For example, the greatest and biggest miracle is going to happen after a few minutes here on the altar.
Naprimer, eden največji čudež se bo zgodil pravzaprav čez nekaj minut tukaj pred nami na oltarju.
The priest is going to take the bread and say, this is my body.
Duhovnik bo vzel svoje roke hostijo in bo rekel, to je moje telo.
And verily, truthfully, that bread becomes the body of Christ.
In resnično, resnično povem vam, ta kruh postane Kristusovo telo.
And we all believe it.
In mi moramo to verovati.
But we see only the bread.
Ampak vidimo z očmi samo kruh.
And bread becomes really the flesh of Jesus.
In
the body.
V resnici pa ta kruh postane Kristusovo telo. Kristusovo meso.
That miracle is invisible.
Govorimo o tako imenovanem nevidnem čudežu.
But we receive it faith to faith.
Ampak vidimo ga in sprejemamo z očmi vere.
In communion, the priest said, this is the body of Christ.
V presvetem obhajilu duhovnik dvigne host in reče, to je Kristusovo telo.
And we say, amen.
In mi rečemo, amen.
And then we receive it.
In potem to sprejmemo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So like that, many blessings, maybe healing, maybe liberation come to us.
Podobno temu, kar sem zdaj omenil kot primer, tako prihajajo mnogi blagoslovi, naj bo to ozdravljenje, naj bo to osvoboditev ali karkoli.
I say amen, we have to receive.
In ko rečemo amen, mi to sprejmemo.
And we should not doubt.
In takrat ne dvomimo.
I remember in the year 93 I was kidnapped and I had a lot of wounds on my body.
Spominjam se, kako so me leta 93 ugrabili in pretepli in imel sem mnoge rane na telesu.
And when I was okay, I started preaching.
In ko sem bil ponovno ozdravljen, sem začel pridigati.
But I had a small defect, I could not genuflect, I could not kneel down.
Ampak imel sem eno, bi se reklo, težavo, nisem pa mogel poklekniti, koleno je bilo trdo.
I could not bend my knees.
Nisem mogel prepogniti svojega kolena.
It was not a big problem.
Ni bil velik problem.
But during the celebration, you know, when all the priests genuflect, I had to stand like a tree, you know.
Ampak ko so vsi duhovniki pri povzdigovanju pokleknili, potem sem jaz stal kot drevo.
I thought people might think this charismatic priest is not bending the knees, he is proud.
In sem si mislil, kaj si kaj mislijo ljudje, ta karizmatični duhovnik ne poklekne, kakšna ošabnost ali ponos.
After 2 years of this accident,
in po približno 2 letih,
I went to a big charismatic center for giving a talk.
Sem bil v nekem velikem karizmatičnem centru, kjer sem imel govor.
Maybe the biggest charismatic center in the world, that is in Kerala, India.
Verjetno je to največji karizmatični center na svetu v Kerali, v Indiji.
Where every week 10,000 people come for a residential retreat.
Kjer vsak vikend imajo takšen seminar, približno 10,000 ljudi se ga vsak vikend udeleži.
And there they have an annual program, annual seminar every year.
Imajo pa vsako leto en takšen veliki seminar, ki je enkrat na leto.
Where sometimes 400,000, 500,000 people gather.
In včasih se tam na tem velikem seminarju zbere 400 ali 500 tisoč ljudi.
So I invited there to give a talk on the Holy Eucharist.
In seveda mene so povabili, da naj bi jaz govoril o Sveti Evharistiji.
After the Holy Mass, I was sitting, a layman was conducting the healing service.
In potem sem jaz po maši sedel in neki laik je vodil molitev za ozdravljenje.
While praying, he was telling the names of the people, number of the people healed.
In potem, ko je molil, seveda je pripovedoval imena ljudi, ki so ozdraveli in število ljudi, ki so ozdraveli.
And suddenly, I heard him telling, 13 people here are healed on their knees.
In naenkrat sem slišal, kako je izgovoril, ja, 13 ljudi je ozdravilo od bolečin in problemov s kolenom.
Let me tell you what I did that time.
Poglejte, vam povem, kaj sem jaz takrat storil.
I counted myself among the 30 and received my healing.
Jaz sem sebe kar vključil v tistih 13 in sem sprejel ozdravljenje.
I said in my heart, praise the Lord.
In sem v srcu rekel, slava Bogu.
I stood up from my chair and knelt down, no pain, even now I can kneel down for hours.
In takrat sem enostavno vstal iz svojega stola, pokleknil brez bolečin in še danes lahko ure in ure klečim.
Aleluja.
Aleluja.
After the prayer, Mr. George, that was his name.
Po molitvi je ta Juri George, to bi tako bilo
How many people are healed on the knees?
Je vprašal, no, dvignite roke tisti, ki ste bili ozdravljeni bolečin v kolenih.
More than 500 or 600 people stood.
Približno 500 ali 600 ljudi se je dvignilo, ne?
Not 13.
Ne samo 13.
Aleluja. What was happening in that crowd?
Torej, kaj se je dogajalo v tisti
množici?
Poglejte, problemi s kolenom so pogosti, a ni tako
in a crowd of 500,000, thousands with the problems on the knee.
In kjer je množica 500 tisoč ljudi, se zna zgoditi, da tisoč ljudi ima probleme s kolenom, a ne?
And when he announced 13 are healed,
in potem, ko je rekel 13 je ozdravljenih,
all those who believe it is I received a healing.
So vsi tisti, ki so v srcu in z očmi vere verovali, da so ozdravljeni, so sprejeli ozdravljenje.
Perhaps some of them thought, only 13 are healed, not I.
Mogoče so pa drugi mislili, ja samo 13 jih je ozdravljenih, gotovo jaz nisem med njimi.
Perhaps they not get the healing.
In tisti, ki so tako mislili, morda niso sprejeli ozdravljenje.
This is what we call faith.
Veste, temu pravimo vera.
Receive the healing through God's word and thank God and praise God.
Prejmi po Božji besedi ozdravljenje in se Bogu zahvali in ga slavi.
So whenever we ask God for anything, believe that we have received what we asked.
Karkoli smo kdajkoli prosili Boga, verjemimo, da smo to že sprejeli od njegovih rok.
Mark chapter 11 verse 24.
Marko 11. poglavje 24. vrstica.
Believe what you prayed for is given, then you will have it.
Verjemite, da je tisto, za kar ste molili, že darovano in boste imeli.
We receive blessing or healing through faith.
Torej, blagoslov oziroma ozdravljenje prejmemo po veri.
Devil doesn't like that.
Hudiču to ni všeč.
So he'll bring doubt.
Zato bo prinesel v naše srce dvome.
You will not be healed.
Kje pa ti ne boš ozdravljen?
Oh, you are not healed.
Ne, nisi ozdravljen.
This kind of doubts are brought by the work of the enemy.
A veste, te dvome v srce posadi hudič, sovražnik.
He is always jealous.
On je vedno ljubosumen.
He doesn't want the people of God receiving blessings from Jesus.
Njemu ni všeč, da ljudje sprejemajo Božje blagoslove.
So let's pray that we receive the gift of faith.
Zato prosimo Gospoda, da prejmemo dar vere.
And then the doubt comes, cast that spirit out.
In ko se pojavi dvom, naženimo ga proč od nas, dvom, duh dvoma naj gre proč.
You spirit of doubt, depart from me, you are no place, I believe in my Jesus.
Ti, duh dvoma, odstrani se od mene, jaz verujem Jezusu, tu ni prostora za te.
I was so happy when Father Marian told about the communion.
Tako sem bil vesel, ko je Marian spregovoril o obhajilu.
I was feeling sad.
Kajti žalosten sem bil v tem.
Last 10 years of my experience in Europe.
Namreč imam lastno izkustvo v zadnjih 10 letih v Evropi.
I have come across 86 people who took the Holy Eucharist and sold it either to the Septimist or to the Freemasons.
Sem doživel sam približno 86 primerov, ko so ljudje ukradli hostijo in jo prodali satanistom ali pa prostozidarjem.
And because in the Freemasonry group and the Satanic group they insult the Holy Eucharist.
Kajti v teh skupinah, prostozidarskih ali pa satanističnih skupinah, žalijo in onečaščajo hostijo Kristusovo telo.
May it not happen in our country.
Naj se to ne zgodi pri nas in med nami.
That's why he was telling, receive immediately after the communion.
Zato vam je Marjan tako na začetku opozoril, vas je opozoril, da sprejmete in bodite pozorni.
And if you see anybody doing otherwise, report it.
In če kogarkoli vidite, da je drugače storil, sporočite redarjem in duhovnikom.
Don't keep silence, then, oh, let him do what, why should I?
Ne bodite tiho, če to vidite, zakaj bi pa jaz povedal in tako naprej. Tega ne delajte.
Insulting the Holy Eucharist is one of the biggest sin, sacrilege.
Veste, onečaščanje svete Euharistije oziroma svete hostije je eden od največjih grehov in največjih zločinov, bi
se ready to spend any amount of money for the body of
in Christ. Satanisti so pripravljeni plačati kakršnokoli vsoto denarja za posvečeno hostijo.
Because Satan knows Jesus is really present in the Eucharist.
Kajti Satan hudič ve, da je Jezus prisoten v hostiji.
Let's thank God, praise God, that we are not in that group.
Zato se zahvalimo Bogu in ga slavimo, da mi nismo med tistimi, ki to delajo.
And let's ask God's pardon for those who do.
In prosimo Gospoda, ne odpusti tistim, ki tako delajo.
Let God's mercy flow into us and our country, into our church.
Naj Božja milost teče po nas in skozi nas, v našo deželo in v našo cerkev.
Closing our eyes.
Zaprimo oči.
Put in the hand on the chest.
Položimo roko na srce.
Let's ask the Lord to give any grace of faith.
Prosimo Gospoda, naj nam da milost vere.
The gift of the Holy Spirit.
Kajti to je dar Svetega Duha.
Perhaps some of you want healing.
Mogoče si kdo med vami želi ozdravljenje.
Many of you want inner healing.
Mnogi želite notranje ozdravljenje.
Perhaps some of you want healing for others.
Mogoče si želite ozdravljenje za druge.
Maybe people in your homes or neighborhood.
Ali so to vaši domači ali sosedje.
Ask the Lord to give an increase of faith that you may pray with faith.
Prosite Gospoda, naj poveča vašo vero, da boste tudi vi lahko molili z vero.
Lord, we ask you pardon,
Gospod,
for the insult of you in the Holy Eucharist.
Gospod, prosimo te, odpusti tistim, ki te onečaščajo v sveti Euharistiji.
Thank you, we have the privilege of receiving the body in the hand.
Hvala ti, Gospod, da imamo ta privilegij, da lahko tvoje telo položijo v našo dlan.
I'm sorry for those who abuse this grace.
In Gospod, odpusti tistim, ki zlorabljajo to milost.
Lord, we ask you pardon for us.
Prosimo te, Gospod, odpusti njihove grehe.
Let's pray for the church.
Prosimo, molimo za cerkev.
For the church, unity and sanctity.
Molimo za njeno edinost in njeno svetost.
Let's support and strengthen our Holy Father with our prayer.
Podprimo svetega očeta in mu dajmo na nek način moč za to, da bo močan v veri.
Let's pray for the unity of the church.
Prosimo za edinost cerkve.
Let's pray for our archbishop.
Prosimo za našega nadškofa.
And all the bishops.
In vse škofe.
Let's pray for our country, Slovenia.
Prosimo za to našo ljubo deželo Slovenijo.
We know slowly we are, many people are coming away from faith and the church.
Vemo, kako se mnogi ljudje oddaljujejo od vere in cerkve.
Let's pray that all Slovenians come back to Jesus and to the church.
Prosimo, da bi se vsi Slovenci, ki so odšli od vere, vrnili nazaj k veri in v cerkev.
Let's pray that each one in Slovenia find the power of the church and sacraments.
Prosimo, Gospoda, naj vsi Slovenci spoznajo resnično in moč zakramentov.
Let's pray for our priests and religious sisters and brothers.
Molimo, prosimo, Gospoda, za naše duhovnike in za naše redovnike in redovnice.
Let's pray for deacons, seminaries, novices.
Prosimo za novince, bogoslovce, diakone, seminarije in druge.
We need more vocations to priesthood and religious life. Let's pray that young people may desire to become priests and nuns.
Gospod, prosimo te za nove duhovne poklice, da bi se mladi odločali za duhovništvo oziroma redovniški poklic.
Pray for the charisma renewal and other renewals in our country.
Prosite za duhovno prenovo, za prenovo v duhu v Sloveniji in za vse druga gibanja v Sloveniji.
Let's pray for Father Marian, especially that all those who are in Ljubljana, the charisma group may grow under him.
Prosimo Gospoda za Marijana Šefa in za vse tiste, ki so v njegovi ljubljanski prenovi, da bi skupaj z njim rasli v veri.
Look at us. Here, the priest on the stage, pray for us.
Poglejte na nas tukaj, v spredaj, na duhovnike in molite za nas, za duhovnike še posebej.
As we pray for you, pray for us, please.
Tako kot mi molimo za vas, tudi vi molite za nas.
Pray that we may remain holy.
Molite za našo svetost.
Pray for all your needs. Pray for all your needs.
Prosite Gospoda in mu izročajte vse svoje potrebe.
The Lord looks at your heart.
Gospod gleda tvoje srce.
Pray for your families.
Prosi za svojo družino.
Holding hands, let's bring our prayers together.
Primimo se za roke in skupaj molimo.
Lord Jesus, look at our hearts.
Gospod Jezus, pogled naše srca.
You know us.
Ti nas poznaš.
You know what we are praying for.
Ti veš, za kaj molimo.
I join my prayers with the prayers of the priest here.
Gospod Jezus, pridružujem svoje molitve, molitvam duhovnikov.
Lord, I bring their prayers to the altar.
In njihove molitve prinašam na ta oltar.
There are some prayers we are written and kept in the basket here.
Tukaj so molitve spredaj v košari.
I bring them also, Lord.
Tudi te molitve prinašam.
I place them all in the pattern and chalice with the bread and wine.
Vse te molitve, Gospod, prinašam na pateno in v kelih, kjer boste tvoje telo in tvoja kri.
When you change them with your body and blood.
Ko boš ti, Gospod, spreminjal kri in vodo,
during that greatest miracle,
kruh in vino, takrat, ko boš delal največji čudež,
do miracles for these people.
Takrat delaj čudež za te ljudi.
Open the heaven and send shower blessings.
Odpri nebesa, Gospod, in izlivaj svoje blagoslove.
Jesus, 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 Jes Continue offering yourself during the offertory song and the coming moments.
Nadaljujemo s tem, da bomo darovali sami sebe na oltar in seveda prisluhnimo pesmi za darovanje. Še prej pa samo eno obvestilo, nabirka pri tej sveti maši je namenjena za organizacijo tega seminarja.